Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The first thing I want to put on the table is the wolves are back. After settling our country, farmers, ranchers, and trappers got rid of almost all the gray wolves. Along came the Endangered Species Act. And now we have more than 6,000 wolves preying on our livestock. But finally, after I don't know how many sheep and calves have been killed, we will be allowed to kill the wolves. A lot of rancher friends of mine are happy about this. And now, let's look at some other really serious problems that the whole country faces. Radical Islam has gone wild. They killed our ambassador and three other Americans in Libya. Two British soldiers were killed by gunmen in Afghanistan uniforms. Angry crowds are burning our flag in countries throughout the Middle East. We have not made friends over there. We're spending billions of dollars and helping to rebuild their countries, and this is what we get in return. It doesn't help our image when a NATO warplane kills nine women gathering firewood in a little village. They don't trust us, and they don't like us. We need to come home and tend to our own problems, and those problems are serious. Look at Europe. Half the countries over there have made promises to their people that they can't keep. Socialism is pulling them down. It's hard to know how they can survive without a lot of pain. Their unemployment has been higher than ours for years. One obvious reason is that cradle-to-the-grave government doesn't encourage personal responsibility. The United States is not too far behind Europe. We have to cut our spending. Some will say, well, we can just raise taxes on the rich. Well, the fact is, the rich don't have enough money to save our economy anyway. The top 2% earners in the country already pay half of the federal income tax collected. It's also worth noting that half of our citizens don't pay any federal income tax. I don't know if our politicians will have the courage to save us. Politicians like to spend money. That's a good way to buy votes. They also tend to like bigger government. It makes them more powerful. We have some critical decisions to make in this country about spending money on welfare and can we afford to be the policeman to the world? Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.